أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا لم تأتهم بآية قالوا لولا اجتبيتها، قل إنما أتبع ما يوحى إلي من ربي، هذا بصائر من ربكم وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 203 and 204 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the last verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us advices with regards to our akhlaq, our character, and Allah ta'ala there addressed our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا لَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ. If a sign is not given to them, is not brought to them, the Quraysh, the Kuffar would ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for different forms of miracles. One is to ask a Nabi for a miracle, and one is to ask a Nabi for a specific miracle. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this. They said, قَالُوا لَوْ لَجْتَبَيْتَهَا. They asked with Rasulullah, with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you not choose it? In other words, the particular miracle that we are asking for. The response from Allah ta'ala, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I only follow that which has been revealed upon me, mir Rabbi, from my Rabb. In other words, it is not left to any Nabi to bring about a miracle according to the whims and fancies of people. That is the priority of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses the miracle, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala presents it at the hands of the Nabi. If we want to understand it in this way, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a Nabi nubuwat in many instances, like in the instance of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him this kitab. In the days of the past, when a king would send somebody as an envoy, and there was a very urgent, important message to be delivered, then on the one hand, the king chooses the best of messengers, then he gives him a letter to the people, addressed to the people, and in many instances, the king sometimes gives something of sentimental value from the king, maybe a ring, maybe a piece of cloth or something, a piece of shawl or whatever, to show the people that here is the letter and here is the sign that this is definitely the envoy from the king. The king chooses whatever he wants to give, and when he doesn't want to give as a sign, that is his priority. Greater than that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who himself is a miracle. Number two, this kitab that had come itself is a miracle. And then now, besides that, thousands of miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had manifested, and now you still ask for miracles of your choice, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not accede to. And amongst the reasons that ulama have given is when a qawm, a community, asks for a particular miracle, and then thereafter they do not abide, they do not bring iman, there is destruction from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So hence, by not giving the miracle that people had requested, is in itself a great mercy from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. This is a basira. These are insights that you see with the eyes of your heart. What is this? The Quran Sharif. It is not required that the Quran comes to you and there be miracles together with that. The Quran in itself is a basira. It is many insights that you have, O people of Makkah. You understand the different types of poetry that you would say, in the different fashions that you would say, and you know that this Quran is not the word of any human. So in it itself, it is basair min rabbikum, from your Rabb, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given it in itself is testimony of the fact that it comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat wahudan, and it is a means of guidance. That if you open your eyes, you will see this guidance in the Quran Sharif. Over and above that, wa rahmatun, and it is a means of rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fahu liqawmi yu'minun, for the people that have brought iman. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another very important aspect with respect to the Quran Sharif. Allah says, wa idha quri al Quran, then when the Quran is being recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, then listen attentively. فَاسْتَمِعُوا is giving you an intense form of listening. Listen with attentiveness. Listen with the ears on your head also. Listen with the ears of your heart also. But listen very attentively to this Quran. وَأَنْسِتُوا, and remain silent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that mercy may descend upon you. That if you want to derive mercy through of this Quran and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala through this Quran, then obviously these are the two factors, that listen very attentively to the Quran Sharif, and when the Quran Sharif is being recited, then also remain silent. Now here there are many masail with regards to the fiqh, insofar as the ulama are concerned, the fuqaha are concerned. The very basic is this, that in the salat, when the salat is being performed, whether it is a jahri salat, a salat that the imam is reciting audibly, sirri salat, when it is inaudible, then also we will remain silent, we will remain attentive. And when the Quran is being recited in the khutbah, and when the duration of the khutbah, we will again listen silently and very attentively. And when the Quran is being recited out of salah, out of the khutbah, then also we will listen to the Quran very attentively. This is the honor and dignity that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given the Quran Sharif. So when qiraat is being performed, qiraat is being recited, it behoves of a Muslim to listen very attentively to the words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.